When two-time Olympian Kathy Rigby retired from gymnastics at the age of 19, she started to pursue other career possibilities, including theater. Rigby is now 59, and in a recent interview backstage at Starlight, she told me that the skills are quite different, but the discipline in gymnastics and acting is the same.
Gymnastics is about perfection. It's about doing things by rote perfectly every single time. And acting, while I started out training that way to get everything exactly correct and perfect, you know, it was just the opposite. It was, yes, have your technique, understand what you're doing on stage, understand how to make a character work, but then you need to just let it go and allow it to happen. You can't white knuckle it. And that was probably the most difficult thing to get over, is to just be alive on stage and not be in your head so much.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
Just to learn to be a parent.
Just to learn to be a parent.
And recite a silly rule.
And recite a silly rule.
Peter Pan, the boy who never grew up, has become a signature role for Kathy Rigby. Since 1990, she's starred in four Broadway revivals of the show and touring productions. Now 59, Rigby says she and the role have evolved over the years.
I try to tell people that it had to become effortless. It had to become like a little boy who is rambunctious and jumps all over the place and then gets very still and isn't politically correct, is mischievous. All of those things. And when you watch children, there's no effort in how they react or think or feel. It just happens. That's been a real evolution. And probably, I think this time around has probably been almost the easiest to do it, because I feel so comfortable with the role.
We're in your dressing room, and when I walked in, you gave me your harness to hold. And it's heavy. And you talk about the role has become in some ways effortless, but you are weighted down with this harness. I wonder if you could just talk about, you know, physically what you're wearing and how that process works.
The hardest part of doing this role is wearing a harness, two microphones, a leather costume. You're trying to suck everything in so that you don't see the harness, and it has two metal plates on either side of my hips and one on my back to be able to fly with a single wire and a double wire, so it's heavy.
I mean, have you weighed yourself kind of a before and after?
I would say probably 12 pounds or so, 12 to 15 pounds with this. It's pretty constricting, if you can imagine. You know, these have to be really tight, and then, yeah, obviously in here too. And these swivel so that I can spin up and down and fly.
I wanted to get back briefly to the Olympics. Are the Olympics something that you still follow? I mean, are you still interested in, you know, watching up-and-comer gymnasts?
I follow it every 4 years. I'm not there on a day-to-day basis. Lots of things have changed, including the scoring and the style, the strategy for teams and individuals. You know, I watch the trials, and I find that despite all the changes in it, there's still this kind of gut feeling when I'm watching them, knowing exactly, you know, if they're on, if they're off, if they're slightly off a little bit, my stomach just kind of clenches, and I know how desperately they are trying to be perfect, and they want it, and they have one chance every 4 years to prove themselves. So it's almost a little bit difficult to watch, because you care so much about, and you know the work and time that they put into it, and you know that it's such a precarious sport. All sports are, but this one, when the margin for error is so, so slim, and, you know, a little bobble on the balance beam can be the difference between the first and eighth place. It's a little nerve-wracking to watch sometimes.
And you've said this was your final tour, but you have said that before, so I'm just curious.
I really mean it this time. There's no rhyme or reason to it, except that last time I did say it, and I thought it was, but then did the show a little bit in regional and missed kind of being with the kids. But I really do know that this is the last time, and I'll do other shows, and I love doing other shows, but I will hand over the tunic of leaves and, you know, the fairy dust and let somebody else do it.
Just think of lovely things, and your heart will fly on wings forever.